Question 69. Question 69. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He has set forth in the Gospel. And as I have pointed out in recent weeks, each question obviously follows on from the last and leads into the next. That's stating the obvious, but sometimes the obvious needs to be stated. And last week, the question was asked, how may we escape the wrath of God and the curse of God due to us for sin? And it said, to escape the wrath of God and curse of God due to us for sin, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting alone in His blood and righteousness. This faith is attended by repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future. And for the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, we're going to define what faith is and what repentance is, or at least the Catechism will define what faith is and what repentance is. So each question dovetails into each of the preceding and the following question. That's important to grasp, that they're not just questions pulled out of the air, but there's a systematic sequence of questions and answers. Today, very briefly, I want to consider with you what faith is, what faith accomplishes, what faith demands, and what faith confirms. What faith is, what faith enables or accomplishes, what faith demands, and what faith confirms. And I will ask some people to read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Please, Joe. Hebrews 10, 39. Dan, John chapter 1, verse 12. Tom, if you could read Philippians 3, verse 9. And Dave, if you could read Isaiah 33. Okay, Liam, if you could read Isaiah 33 and verse 22. Okay, so first of all, what faith is? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. This is so important because many people in the church even fail to realize that faith is itself the grace of God. Faith is not something we do, but something that God works in us. So when it comes to defining what faith is, we say it's not a work of man. You see, in John 6, when the Jews came to him and they said, what may we do that we may do the works of God? And then Jesus answers very clearly, the work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. But it's the work of God that we believe. We cannot believe of ourselves. Faith in Jesus Christ, by definition, is not a work of man, but it's a saving grace. Faith is a gift of God, as we learn in Philippians. It is granted to us not only to believe, but also to suffer for His sake. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest what? Any man should boast. Okay, so the definition of faith is, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. And it's faith in Jesus Christ, and it is a saving grace. Hebrews chapter 10, and verse 39. Hebrews 10 and 39.
We are not them who draw back unto sedition, but them that believe the saving of souls.
Amen. And why are we not of them that draw back to perdition? Because this faith that God has granted to us in Jesus Christ, because it's a gift of God, we read in the Word of God that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. In other words, once God gives us a gift, that gift is ours for all eternity. Liam has been reminding us recently of the scripture. He led captivity captive and give gifts unto men. Whereby we receive what faith enables or what faith accomplishes. John chapter 1 and verse 12. That's a beautiful phrase. He gave the power to become the sons of God. What faith accomplishes? Faith makes us sons, children, daughters of God. That's what faith achieves. Or what faith enables. Or what faith accomplishes. Nothing else can do that. No work of man. No effort of man. No desire of man. The only thing that can achieve or can enable or can accomplish adoption into the family of God is what? Faith in Jesus Christ. That's what we were stressing with an old lady yesterday by the name of Una that I texted some of you to ask you to pray for. For at least an hour, a number of us talked to this lady, emphasizing again and again of her need to believe in Jesus Christ alone and in His Word alone and what He is and His uniqueness. This faith in Jesus Christ alone enables and accomplishes entrance into the family of God. Then, what faith demands? What faith demands? And rest upon Him for salvation. I missed something there, didn't I? I missed something there. And rest upon Him alone for salvation. See, many people will say, I believe in Jesus Christ. But they do not rest on Him alone. They, Una yesterday, said a number of times, in different ways, that she believed in Jesus. But it became clear as we talked to her for that hour or whatever length of time we talked to her that it wasn't Christ alone. It was Christ plus the church. It was Christ plus the Pope. It was Christ plus her understanding. It was Christ plus what she could do or whatever it was. It was Christ plus a whole lot of stuff. Biblical faith is resting on Christ alone. On Christ alone, my hope is founded. As someone once wrote. Absolutely, absolutely. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Amen. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9.
And we found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Yeah. Paul was willing to forsake everything. Not just his sins. The important thing about Philippians 3 is not that Paul forsook his sins. That's obvious. But Paul in Philippians 3 says, I forsake all my self-righteousness. All my works. As one writer eloquently put, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Rest upon Him alone for salvation. And finally, what faith confirms, as He is set forth in the gospel, Isaiah 33 and verse 22.
The Lord is their refuge, the Lord is their judge, the Lord is their shame.
Beautiful verse. It's been a long time since I came across that verse, and it's a wonderful verse. What faith confirms is this: the Lord is my judge. The Lord is my lawgiver. The Lord is my king. And because of those confirmations, He will save me. You see, we don't believe in a salvation apart from Christ as my Lord, as Christ as my King, as Christ as my lawgiver, as Christ as my judge. And because I bow to him, he becomes my Savior. I come to him and I bow before him. And what faith says, he alone is the one I owe obedience to. He is the one alone that I will give my allegiance. And because faith confirms that, and because faith declares that, I am confident he is my Savior. You see, many people today want Jesus to save them, but they will not bow like the people we talked to yesterday. The group of people we met yesterday were religious people. They were Anglicans. They were Church of Ireland people coming down on that train to convince the Irish people that it was a Christian thing to be homosexual. That one man, as he talked to me, said, Jesus loves me just the way I am. You see, that's the sort of Jesus he believes in. Jesus accepts me just the way I am. But biblical faith says, he is my judge. He is my lawgiver. He is my king. Therefore, he shall save me. That's not salvation by works, by the way, just in case we get the wrong impression. Amen. Amen. And we're in Christ. That's the point, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 What faith is? Saving grace. What faith accomplishes? Adoption into the family of God. What faith demands? Faith alone in Christ. And what faith confirms? He is my King. He is my Savior. Bless his name.